We're doing Mektzu Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chayim. We're up to the 59th chapter, 11th Halacha. One is not supposed to set up a meal on Friday afternoon. Out of respect for Shabbos, we don't make special parties Friday afternoon. We want to come in with an appetite. So if you always eat lunch at 1 or 2 or whatever, that's fine. But to do something unusual, you want to make a meal in honor of your engagement. Don't do it Friday afternoon. You're supposed to enter Shabbos with an appetite. Technically all day, you shouldn't have unusual meals. But you could eat and drink. You don't have to fast all day. If you have a regular meal, so then technically you could eat that regular meal. But ideally, from 9 hours onward, meaning that's somewhere like 3, 4 o'clock, today, where sunset is 7 o'clock, I'm saying, that's 9 hours, that's like halfway between noon and nighttime, right? That's what we call 9 hours. It's going with a sundial, so 9 hours is halfway between noon and nighttime. One shouldn't really set himself up to eat any meal, because if you're busy with the meal, you're not busy preparing for Shabbos. When you have kids at home, this gets a little bit more complicated. I'm not sure there's really a mitzvah of chinuch with little kids with regards to this. Go tell your kids from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock they're not going to eat. It's not going to work. So we do give our kids. We give them a sandwich. We give them something to eat. And that's it. Even if you give them lunch at 1, they're not going to last till 8, 9 o'clock till you get back from shul. So some people make early Shabbos. But if you're not making early Shabbos, then you do have to give them something to eat. What about a meal that you have to have on Friday? A person has a circumcision, a brit milah. A person has a pidyon haben, and that's the day to do it. So then we make a meal with that, because that's a sudat mitzvah. That's a meal, that's a mitzvah, it's an honor of the mitzvah. And we don't push it off just because Shabbos is around the corner. Nonetheless, we prefer to do it in the morning. You shouldn't do it in the afternoon. Don't make a bris for lunch. That you have exceptional people who fast every Friday, so that they enter Shabbos with an appetite. It depends on the person, because some people are bothered by a fast, and some people, after a fast, they have to break their fast slowly, and it'll destroy their Shabbos meal. But then you have some people who the fast doesn't affect them, and it just helps them have a normal appetite for the nighttime. So that's okay. Those are the people who should fast on Friday, if the fast doesn't affect them, and it only supports their appetite for the night. So again, that's extraordinary people. I don't know if we have any people like that today. If a person accepted, he took a vow, he's going to fast this Friday in honor of Shabbos, so then he has to fast until the stars come out, unless he explicitly said otherwise. Sometimes we end davening before the stars come out. Others say that that's what he meant. He meant until davening ends. The proper thing to do is, if he's going to accept such a thing upon himself, he should say it, that until davening's over. The custom used to be that people would fast on a Yahrzeit, on the day that their parent passed away, and if it falls out on a Friday. So here we have an interesting halacha. The first Friday it falls out on is when he defines what his minig is going to be. Meaning, so a person, if he's going to fast that Friday, he should say, I'm not going to fast till the end of the day. And he should be careful that's how he should fast, that whenever davening's over, he goes and has his meal. But if he did wait until nightfall, until the stars came out, so then technically that's how he accepted it. We have a concept of a tanit chalom. If a person had a dream that scares him, so we ordinarily recommend giving some charity. If you want, in the back of the siddur, there's something that a person can say. But there is also a halacha that a person could fast because the dream really bothers him. So then a person who's going to have a tanit chalom, if that's his position, he has to fast because of the dream, then he has to fast until the stars come out. That's what's called a fast. Now, on Friday afternoon, one is not supposed to do work in the late afternoon. Chazal tell us that in the last 2.5 hours before nightfall, any work you're going to do is not going to bear good fruit. So we try to convince a person that's not the time to mow the lawn, and that's not the time to be on the stock market. That's the time to be focused on getting ready for Shabbos. It's a very good habit that when noon comes, a person shuts his computer, shuts his cell phone, starts getting ready for Shabbos. You enter Shabbos differently. A person should be focused. Go to mikveh, go take a shower, go take a shave, set the table. The house should be, the Shabbos spirit should be there from noontime onward. And it's a beautiful thing. What some people do is they take a nap Friday afternoon. They get everything ready and then they go for a nap. And then if especially now that Shabbos is very late, then you come into Shabbos refreshed. Instead of sitting at the Shabbos table fighting sleep, waiting to go to sleep, you have the time, you have the energy. It's a question of focus, really. Very often, people grow up in a home where the parents conked out at the Shabbos table, and that's what they do. And a person should view it differently. This is my prime, my golden opportunity to have time with my kids, to dance with the kids, to sing with the kids, to joke with the kids. And if you're conked out, you're going to have a hard time doing that. And Friday night is different than Shabbos day. Friday night has its atmosphere and Shabbos day has its atmosphere. So a person shouldn't miss out on it. You take the afternoon and you focus on getting ready for Shabbos. Anything you need to do to prepare for Shabbos or to help someone else prepare for Shabbos is permissible until Shabbos actually comes in. Someone needs your help. It needs you to fix their shoes or whatever, ironing or doing laundry. That's mutal because that's all necessary for Shabbos. Even giving a haircut. If a person needs you to give them a haircut or you need the haircut, you could do that in the afternoon. Ideally, we try not to. A half hour before Shabbos, there's a custom that we announce and we say, get ready for Shabbos. And here in Israel, we also have the trumpets that blow, the siren.